Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, Kelly Cheese, what is going on with your best friend and her baby?
My best friend, like super close best friend, just had a newborn baby 2 weeks ago. And I think actually yesterday was 2 weeks. And I haven't gotten to meet her yet. And all I want to do is just squeeze and hold that little baby. That's all I want to do. And of course, I want to see my friend too. You know, I got her a little push present and all kinds of fun stuff. But I just want to see this baby so bad. And when I called her the other day, she said, two questions. You sound like you're sick. Are you? And second question, have you gotten your flu shot? Because apparently babies that are born around flu season, which is like September to February,
right,
can't be held by anybody who really hadn't gotten a flu shot or sounds even remotely sick. And I was like, no, I'm fine. We're good. Yeah, I got my flu shot. Totally lied.
Kelly Cheese.
I know, but I want to see that baby.
I know you want to see that baby, but you know they're born with like no immune systems yet.
I know, but
so they're so susceptible to anything. So even if you think you have like a minor bug, that could be a major thing for this little baby.
But wouldn't that also help strengthen their immune system too, like fighting it off?
Not at 2 weeks old.
Are you sure?
Oh my gosh. People have experienced this, right? Like your kidless friends and they're like, oh, it's no big deal.
Right. And yeah, I didn't know that.
It is a big deal. Now, is your friend typically a paranoid germ person? And now that she has a baby, she's even more?
She is super clean. Like she's the friend that always has like the handheld vacuum in her hand, you know, like always cleaning up the house. She's got a cat and a dog. So she's always cleaning up the dog hair. So yeah, she's a germaphobe in that way. Just super clean. So she doesn't want to welcome any kind of bacteria in her place, even if she's not sick, but if it's just her, but let alone a newborn baby. So now I get it, but why? Like, I'm not sick anymore. I was sick. And now I'm at the, like the tail end of it where the medicine's kicking in and masking everything. So I'm not really actually sick.
Are you contagious anymore, do you think?
I don't know.
You want to just go over there. Why do you want to give her baby the flu?
I don't want to give her baby the flu. I just want to hold that little thing. So cute. And I just keep seeing pictures of her. And I also don't want my friend to think that she's not top priority. And that was a part of the conversation with her is I'm here to help bring you groceries, like what food, whatever you need. And I just don't want you to think that you've had this baby and, you know, I don't want to come over and see you. I do. But why can't I?
All right. Why? So if you want to vent about your friends without kids and what they have brought over to your home, just go ahead and talk right to Kelly Cheese as if she is your friend, that careless friend that maybe brought over their snotty toddler to meet your brand new baby, or maybe just came on in just hacking up along. Give us a call right now and vent 404-263-0941. We'll talk to you next about your kidless friends like Kelly Cheese. Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
Sometimes people just don't get it when you've got a newborn, just how precious they are. And we have got some help for you, Kelly Cheese. Alana in Conyers, tell Kelly Cheese why she has got to stay away from her BFF's newborn baby.
So I had newborn twins, and I was so adamant to keep everyone away from them until they received their first shots at 2 months old. My then-husband did not care. He invited everyone over, and his aunt showed up with her three-year-old sick grandbaby.
Oh.
My twins at that time were 6 days old. My son immediately got sick and ended up in the PICU at Children's for 2 weeks.
Ooh. Did you ever talk to that aunt ever again?
I did.
But every time you saw that little sick three-year-old, you were like, get that snotty kid out of my house right now.
Yes, please, please stay away from newborns.
Right.
Stay away if you know that you're sick. Stay away.
And the mama will understand. She really will. I know you feel guilty, though.
Well, doesn't anybody who has a friend that's just had a baby and you can't get to see it, I live down the street from her. I could ride my bike to her house. But it makes me feel like crap.
She's like, stay away. Get out of here. Noelle, talk right to Kelly Cheese. Noelle's calling from Decula.
Oh, my God. Kelly Cheese, I'm going to wring your neck. I had a boy in January. My boys are 18 months apart. My 18-month-old came home from school one day with a little runny nose, didn't think anything of it, and he gave it to our 15-day-old little boy who ended up in respiratory distress. We were transported from Lawrenceville down to Choa, where we stayed in the PICU for 8 days. And he still has respiratory issues from it.
Oh, eight days.
Because it was all because of a little runny nose. So please, for the love of God, stay away from the baby.
Yeah, you keep your little...
Uber her some food or something.
That's a great idea. Uber her some food.
Well, that's what we all did. We all cooked dinner each night so she would be okay. And Captain Crunch had to go drop it off. And that's when I sent her this text message like, I just want to squeeze you and this baby so bad. And she just said essentially what Noelle said to me, like, I will wring your neck if you come over here. Like, don't touch me. Don't touch my baby. Don't come on my porch. Germs are not welcome. And I just don't. I get it now. I get it.
Are you going to go over there and, like, peek through the window?
Right? Just, like, creepily tap, like, I'm here.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.